I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The ouster of Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak in February was bound to have an impact on the entire Middle East. Just what that impact would be was nearly impossible to predict, but it was bound to be felt directly across Egypt's northeastern border with the Palestinian territory of Gaza. And, in fact, on Saturday, Egypt's new military rulers made good on their vow to loosen restrictions for Gazans who want to cross into Egypt. The World's Matthew Bell spoke with residents of Gaza City about what the news means for them.
Israel has enforced a strict blockade of the Gaza Strip since 2007. That's when the Islamist group Hamas took control of the territory. Egypt's former government under Hosni Mubarak helped enforce the blockade. It prevented most Palestinians from leaving Gaza through Rafah along the Egyptian border. Now, with Mubarak gone, Egypt's transitional government says the crossing is open, and it's open for good. Most Gazans are now allowed to cross through the passenger terminal at Rafah into Egypt without a visa. Men between the ages of 18 and 40 still have to get special permission from Egyptian authorities. But this is a big change for a place with a population of 1.5 million people, and for the most part, only one way in or out of the territory. Ahmed Abdullah is from the Jabalia refugee camp in Gaza City. When he heard the border would reopen, he got on the phone with his oldest son. Ahmed Abdullah's son lives in the West Bank town of Jericho. Abdullah hasn't seen his son in 10 years, and he's never met his son's three daughters. Abdullah says he tried and tried to get permission to leave Gaza for a family visit, but he was turned down every time. Now he hopes to arrange to meet his son and granddaughters in Egypt. The opening of the border at Rafah, Abdullah says, is great news for Gazans.
This is the only window we can see the whole world. We are living in a prison. The people here, through the 4 years of the siege, they were living in depression.
Female students are coming and going from class at Al-Azhar University campus. It will now be easier for them to leave Gaza by way of Egypt to work, to study, or just to travel abroad. Ala Hazal is excited about studying in France next year.
It's very important to build my character. And my parents, they are very happy because I'm going to start my life. And after that, I'm thinking to make my master's degree.
To study outside of Gaza?
Yes.
Last year, a Gaza engineer named Ali Nakhala sent his teenage son to live and study in Egypt. Nakhala was not allowed to accompany the boy on his first trip outside of Gaza. Nakhala says the fact that Palestinians from this tiny enclave can now travel abroad gives them peace of mind.
We can go at any time. Even if just the feeling, I have the feeling that I am not in a prison, this is enough.
But Nakhala says the opening of the border terminal at Rafah won't save Gaza's struggling economy. The crossing is for people, not goods. Nakhala works for a building company, and he says business is way down.
The entry points with Israel are not opened 100%. There is a list of many prohibited material, mainly cement, steel, and the gravel, which are the core of the building industry. And actually, it is not allowed, except with tight coordination.
That means the network of smuggling tunnels between Gaza and Egypt is likely to stay in business. The tunnels are used to bring in everything from cement to livestock to weapons. Israelis have expressed concern about the opening of the border. They say it could help Hamas get hold of more weapons. On the other hand, the lifting of restrictions on travel for Gazans could work in Israel's benefit politically. Israel has long been criticized for the blockade and blamed for Gaza's humanitarian crisis. If conditions in Gaza improve, Israel might feel a little less heat from the international community. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Gaza City.